I'm Jack Lessenberry. To say that many voters are disenchanted with both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump would be an understatement. For a while, I thought this might be a big breakthrough year for the Libertarian or the Green parties. However, that doesn't seem likely. Support for Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson dwindled after he seemed utterly ignorant of foreign affairs. Too many liberals are still too traumatized by memories of Ralph Nader costing Al Gore the presidency to consider Jill Stein. So, what about writing in somebody? John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, wrote in Senator John McCain on his absentee ballot. And while it's only anecdotal, I've heard a lot of Michiganders say they plan to cast a write-in vote for names from Kasich himself to their dog. Well, I've got news for you. You can indeed do that, but only for one of seven possible candidates approved for write-in status by the Michigan Bureau of Elections. They are Chirunda Fox, Ben Hartnell, Tom Heffling, Lawrence Kotlikoff, Evan McMullen, Michael Maturin, and Monica Moorhead. Vote for any of those and your ballot will be tallied and reported. That's because the Magnificent Seven each filed a Declaration of Intent form with the state by the October 28th deadline. But if you write in McCain or anyone else, it won't be. Clerks in your local precinct have been instructed not even to record your vote. By the way, if you haven't heard of most of the officially approved write-in candidates, don't feel too ignorant. Neither had I. The only one I knew something about was Evan McMullen, a former policy director for the U.S. House of Representatives. He's actually on the ballot in several states and has some chance of winning Utah. He's mainly the candidate of Mormons who cannot stand Trump. The others are an interesting collection. Monica Moorhead is a candidate of the Workers' World Party and may be worth considering if you think maybe Marx and Lenin were right all along. Lawrence Kotlikoff is an economics professor who doesn't like either major party. Tom Heffling is an anti-abortion activist who practices what he preaches. He has 9 children. Ben Hartnell is a high school teacher in Westerville, Ohio, who's doing this partly as a civics lesson for his students. He just turned 35 and aims to be the first bearded president since Benjamin Harrison. However, there's also an angry write-in wannabe whose application was turned down by the state. Matthew Roberts is an adjunct professor at Grand Valley State who was denied official write-in status. He was told he had to file a slate of potential presidential electors, one from each congressional district, and he didn't do that. He claims that this is not a requirement spelled out in law and says he has evidence that in the past some major party candidates haven't lived up to that requirement. This might make an interesting constitutional law case, but for now, he's shut out. My guess is that none of these folks will receive more than a few hundred votes. After all, they can't afford TV advertising. But they're exercising their constitutional right and giving us a choice. What's more, one or two of them even seem to be having a good time.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.